Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Square, another of the good words that's gone the way of love and modesty and patriotism. Something to be snickered over or outright laughed at. Why? It used to be that there was no higher compliment you could pay a man than to call him a square shooter. The ad man's promise of a square deal once was as binding as an oath on the Bible. But today, a square is a guy who volunteers when he doesn't have to. He's a guy who gets his kicks from trying to do a job better than anyone else. He's a boob who gets so lost in his work he has to be reminded to go home. A square is a guy who doesn't want to stop at the bar and get all juiced up because he prefers to go to his own home, his own dinner table, and his own bed. He hasn't learned to cut corners or goof off. This creep we call a square gets all choked up when he hears children sing, "My country, 'tis of thee." He even believes in God and says so in public. Some of the old squares were Nathan Hale, Patrick Henry, George Washington, and Ben Franklin. Some of the new squares are Glenn, Grissom, Shepard, Carpenter, Cooper, and Sherrard. John Glenn once said he gets a funny feeling down inside when he sees the flag go by. Says he's proud that he belonged to the Boy Scouts and the YMCA. How square can you get? A square is a guy who lives within his means, whether the Joneses do it or not, and thinks his Uncle Sam should too. He doesn't want to fly now and pay later. A square is likely to save some of his own money for a rainy day, rather than count on using yours. A square gets his books out of the library instead of out of the drugstore. He tells his son it's more important to play fair than to win. Imagine. A square is a guy who reads scriptures and nobody's watching and prays when nobody's listening. A guy who thinks Christmas trees should be green and Christmas gifts should be handpicked. He wants to see America first in everything. He believes in honoring father and mother and to do unto others and that kind of stuff. He thinks he knows more than his teenager knows about car freedom and curfew. With all the goony birds answering this description, please stand up. You misfits in this brave new age, you dismally disorganized, improperly apologetic ghosts of the past, stand up. Stand up and be counted. You squares who turn the wheels and dig the fields and move mountains and put rivets on our dreams. You squares who dignify the human race. You squares who hold the thankless world in place. I'd like to thank Paul Harvey for writing that. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.